This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1615. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 3rd, Australia, Biafra, Bolivia, Brazil, Burma, Chad, Costa Rica, Finland, Greece, India, Indonesia, Korea North, Kuwait, Mali, Mexico, North America, Pakistan, Peru, Philippines, Russia, Somalia, South Africa, Sri Lanka, South Sudan, USA, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. On April 26, we noticed some considerable changes at Radio Australia. Some frequencies had disappeared, other new ones had appeared, and language usage changed on other frequencies. And we've been monitoring this during the following week with no help at all from Radio Australia, where they have failed to put up their new schedule on their website. Furthermore, they have failed to register any of their Shepparton frequencies with HFCC. So all this information we're about to give you is based only on monitoring and very subject to change. The first thing I noticed on April 26th at 12:50 was that 9590 was missing. One of the frequencies aimed in the Pacific, right next to 9580, which was still on the air. However, a few minutes later, after 13 UT, we found them on a new frequency, 9890. At first, I figured 9890 was a mistake, a keypad punch-up error for 9590. Easy to do if you're familiar with keypads. But 9890 continued to be on the air the following days, and no 9590. Then another new frequency appeared, 11945, after 1300, Radio Australia in English. Not quite as strong, but still doing well, and obviously aimed into the Pacific, too. This one had been on the schedule, closing at 1300. Then at 14 UT, I found that 9580 stayed on the air. It previously had gone off the air a couple of minutes before that hour. Then checking some schedules, we found that 9890 had been listed as a new frequency for the DRM service from Radio Australia at 13 to 15 UT, originally supposed to start April 1st, but was delayed for some reason. But this is definitely in AM as it continued to be. But it might switch to DRM at any moment. Another time of day I often monitor is around 0500 UT, and on April 27th and 28th, I found there'd been changes there as well. There used to be four frequencies on the air and heard well here, 13630, 13690, 15160, and 15240, all parallel in English, aimed at different directions into the Pacific and consequently North America. Now 13630 did not come on the air until 0500. And 15515 was on the air instead of 15160. Furthermore, 15240 was on the air but had changed to Indonesian instead of English, although going back into English, joining the others at 0530. Now, 15415 had been the frequency aimed at Asia with a much weaker signal here, and it was alternating English and Indonesian half hours, but now it is in English. So I suspected that not only the programming, but the antenna connected to the transmitter frequency had been mixed up. They were still aiming 15240 into the Pacific, but with Indonesian instead of English programming. And yet more changes appeared, thanks to a tip from André in Quebec, the E2OTW. He was hearing Radio Australia on exactly 19,000 kilohertz, starting at midnight UT, April 29th and 30th. That's another frequency which had been on the schedule as a new DRM service, but it too has been in AM so far and putting a good signal onward into North America until 0300. But even better is 21740. You may remember that Radio Australia frequency from many years ago. It has been reactivated in the AM mode during the same hours and with an even better signal than 19,000 even. Thanks for a tip about that one to Rick Barton in Arizona. There have also been changes in which frequencies carry the Chinese service from Radio Australia, which is at 1300 to 1430. 6020 had been in English, but on May 1st, it was in Chinese, and I got a definite ID at 1317. 9475 the next morning was also in Chinese, as it had been during that sesqui hour. I could barely hear it next to WTWW. But on May 2nd, 6020 went back to English. So it seems you never know what's going to happen next with Radio Australia, especially since there are no published schedules provided yet. We have many more reports of the new clandestine Radio Biafra in London, which has two broadcasts per week at 20 to 21 UT on Thursdays and Saturdays only on 11870 via a site in the UK. I'm not hearing it this far west, other than just the trace of a carrier, but those further east are getting it, such as Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, who monitored it both on April 26th and 28th. It's partly in English and partly in native language, presumably Igbo. Also, where it's closer to the beam angle due south from the UK, Ernesto Paulero says it has a very strong signal in Buenos Aires. It's unusual enough to hear the Bolivian Radio Logos as far away as Sweden on 4865, but Thomas Nielsen in Shortwave Bulletin says he's also heard it on the parallel frequency 6165. Actually, on the 18th of April until sign-off at 2307, he measured them on 4864.977 and 6164.933. He started hearing them at 2222. Dr. Peterson in Denmark says the 49-meter frequency had not been heard since December of 2010. Thomas Nielsen says, last time I heard Radio Logos in November of 2011, they were relaying the ALAS satellite service from HCJB, but evidently now they are carrying locally produced programs. Thanks to Henry Clements for helping to identify it. By the way, be careful not to confuse Radio Logos Bolivia with Chad on almost the same frequency, measured at 6164.962. Another rare Bolivian reported by Thomas Nielsen in Sweden is Radio San Jose in Chiquitos, 5580.242, April 20th at 2358. He only heard it that one night, so it seems to be very irregular on shortwave. In DSWCIDX window, Graham Bell, now in London, UK, reports a reactivated Brazilian. 50 hertz below 4975, Radio Iguachimi in Osasco, São Paulo, April 17th and 18th at 2300 with a clear ID and nice local Brazilian songs ID jingles. Callers on the telephone who were laughing, a pretty good signal. There had been some reports that another Brazilian was inactive, Radio Recorde on 6150, but Thomas Nielsen, Sweden, heard that one April 28th at 2359, 27 hertz below the frequency, a clear ID and music with decent strength, and that one, of course, not to be confused with Radio Bayrak in Turkish Cyprus. Ron Hart in California was hearing a poor signal, poor audio and or reduced carrier on 6045.37 variable, and the frequency was drifting up and down from 0235 to 0348 May 1st. He posted a clip of it at his box.com site, and others soon helped him to identify it as Radio Exterior de España, that is a spur from their Costa Rica relay on 5965. Don't be surprised if you hear a bit of Morse code if you're listening during the hour when their maritime program is running, Españoles en la Mar. It's time for another monthly broadcast of Scandinavian Weekend Radio from Finland on the first Saturday of each month, actually starting at 2100 UT Friday, May 4th. Mike Barakoff checked the website and found the frequency schedule. It changes every few hours between 6170 and 5980 and between 11720 and 11690. Chris Rigos in Chicago was listening to ERA Sport online from Greece and heard them say that the medium wave transmitter at Megara was back on the air from April 27th, 981 kilohertz, because of many complaints from listeners who could not receive ERA in remote areas on the FM frequencies. 981 had been turned off in a cost-saving move in March. Then it was also heard by Tudor Vidianu in Romania and by Zaharis Liangas in Greece, parallel to 792. And he also reports the Macedonia frequency 1179 back on the air. Joe's Jacob in Hyderabad keeps track of all the incorrect frequencies All India Radio puts out. For example, on April 28th at 14:15, he found Lucknow on 4890 instead of 4880, 50 kilowatt transmitter. But it was still there the next morning at midnight 15, April 29th. Alokesh Gupta tells us that All India Radio is requesting reports from four countries in Europe to identify whether listeners there are getting the signals properly or not, namely Greece, France, Germany, and Sweden. During the general overseas service in English and Hindi from 1745 to 2230 on 7550 and 11670 AM and 9950 DRM. Reports, please, to spectrum-manager at air.org.in. Last week, I remarked that Vimana 4870 may be the only remaining RRI station active on 60 meters from Indonesia, but now it has company, as another one has reappeared, Fok Fok on 4790. Seichi Hasegawa in Japan reports hearing it on April 27th at 1045 UT. But it went off suddenly at 11:31. Audio quality was poor, the first time he'd heard it since November 19th. Then also reported by Ron Howard in California, measured 20 hertz below 4790, April 29th from 1200 to 1401. We've been on the edge of our seats waiting for the Voice of Korea North to go to its new season schedule, and they finally did so on April 30th. Korea Monitor's Martin Williams in California, that's Martin with a Y, and Arnulf Piontek in Berlin, Germany, put together schedules mostly from monitoring and from the announcements on VOK itself, showing very few changes to previous seasons, especially previous summers. But all the details are in the new DX Listening Digest number 12-18, via worldofradio.org. It's also been put together by Ivo Ivanov for DX Remix News in Bulgaria, and Wolfgang Büschel has monitored VOK extensively, measuring their frequencies to three decimal places. However, there has been one important change. All their broadcasts between midnight and 04 UT have been shifted 3 hours later to 03 to 07 UT, including broadcast to Central and South America, and English at 0100 is now at 0400. Frequencies remain 11735, 13760, and 15180. Tuning around frequently, we're familiar with the bands and what is supposed to be happening, so anomalies stand out. Radio Kuwait, 15540 at 2030 UT, April 27th, was playing Middle East music instead of Western pop. And sure enough, this was the Arabic service instead of English. But the next day, they were back in English, to our relief, even though they don't admit that it's in English on their schedules between 18 and 21. If we want to hear them in Arabic, that usually comes in well starting at 20 UT on 17550. Gunfire and death at ORTM headquarters in Mali, reads the headline in Spanish via the GRA blog on May 1st. However, Mali's broadcasts continue to be heard. 5995 signing on at 0555 April 28th, says Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1615. Our thanks this week for financial support to Will Martin in St. Louis, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. One may also contribute via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. There's a new X-band station in Mexico City on 1650, first reported by Julian Santiago Diaz de Munilla at 0230 UT April 27th. They play a lot of instrumental music, an ID as Ser Radio 1650, Ser being Z-E-R, that's the name of a radio group there. Also reported by Hector Garcia Bojorge. The name of the owner of the group is Cermeño, accounting for that name. But it was a bit unclear at first, the actual call sign. It's not really X-E-Z-E-R as you might expect. He thought it was X-E-A-Z-R. But another report from Roberto Gomez, apparently consulting official information, says X-E-A-R-Z. I tried to hear it in Oklahoma, but no luck so far. Watch out for Spanish also from Denver and El Paso. If that one is still on the air, it's rarely reported. The power of the Mexican is 5 kilowatts day and night, and the call sign actually matches the initials of the person who has permission to run it, Arnoldo Rodriguez Cermeño, X-E-A-R-Z. The 12-year license was granted last November 30th. As for Mexico City's only shortwave station, indeed the only active one in the entire country, XEPPM Radio Educación on 6185, I do hear their carrier and not much interference before China comes on the next frequency at 0500, but at best, it's just barely modulated. In World DX Club contact, Mike Bearclough in England was trying to hear the Democratic Voice of Burma, which is listed for a broadcast at 1430 to 1530 via Armenia on 11560. However, May 1st at 1512, he heard instead the news program Democracy Now! Discussing May Day events, cut off at 1529 abruptly. Democracy Now! Strikes us as one of the favorite programs that IRRS uses to fill when regular programming is lost. Although the North American pirate does operate sometimes on the 6 MHz band, like all the other pirates, it also shows up on the 15 MHz band, and we ran across it once again, April 28th at 1318 on 15070. It went off at 1333, but a few minutes later we found it back on 15075 at 1353 until he went off at 1442. Terry Kruger in Florida also caught the 15075 transmission on April 28th and also the 29th until 1432, so it might be worth checking that frequency in case he does it again. Aslam Javaid in Lahore, Pakistan, keeps us updated on details of shortwave broadcasts from his own country. Radio Pakistan is using the API-9 100-kilowatt transmitter for Azad Kashmir Radio Trakhel, also known as Rawalpindi 3. He monitored it May 1st from 1340 to 1350 on 3975. This had a strong and clear signal. At the same time, there was the clandestine radio voice of Jammu Kashmir Freedom Movement on 3995 at 1340 to 1350, and that was by a noisy transmitter, presumably the one called API number 3. In Shortwave Bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden reports Peru on 5120.005, April 23rd at 2300. The station listed as Ondas del Sur Oriente, but he couldn't recognize any such ID. Henrik Clements listened to a tape and said they were relaying news from Radio Felicidad, which means happiness. Also mentioning RPP Noticias, that's Radio Programs of Peru. So apparently they relay those stations. They'll be surprised if you hear such an ID on 5120. He says Quillabamba in the jungle. It's not uncommon for stations in that area to relay Lima stations at different times. Perhaps later at night you'll hear a real local ID. But a few nights later, April 26th at 2358, Thomas Nielsen was listening again to 5120, and an ID sounded like Radio Cristal de Esmeralda. Getting back to our first item about all the new frequencies from Radio Australia, I believe I did not get around to mentioning that the new one, 9890, vanished as of May 2nd. It uncovered one station it had been blocking at 1330 to 1400 FEBC in the Philippines in the Yunnan dialect. Maybe they complained. Did you get a St. George ribbon from the Voice of Russia? An item in KimAndrewElliott.com, quoting the Voice of Russia, April 25th. They've been sending out many such ribbons to listeners. These orange and black ribbons mark the 67th anniversary of the victory in World War II. From Babcock, schedule changes via Ivo Ivanov, DX Remix News, Bulgaria. Radio Damal, voice of the Somali people, was planning to resume shortwave May 1st and then delayed it to May 8th in Somali on this schedule. At 04 to 07 on 15700 via UAE, 1830 to 1930, 11740 via UK, and 1930 to 2130 on 11650. Via the UAE. Perhaps you need to be as close to Meyerton as Bill Bingham is in South Africa, but just in case they get out further, he's again reporting spurs coming out from the Afrikaans service, Radio Sondergrenze, 3320 at 1733 UT, April 30th, also heard plus and minus 25 kilohertz on 3295 and 3345. For a few days in April, two Korean services both went to the same new frequency, 15180, the Voice of America via Tinian, putting a good signal in here at 1300 UT. The other one being Voice of the Wilderness, which is a religious program of Bible Voice Broadcasting, at 13 to 1330 via Sri Lanka. Extended on Sundays until 1400, but now VOA has moved to 15775, clearing 15180 for Voice of the Wilderness. 15775 is also doing well, except when there's some coincidental Chi-Com jamming, presumably against Sound of Hope. Last week, we reported a new clandestine Voice of South Sudan Revolutionary Radio coming from the other part of Sudan on 15725. But it's been quite irregular. I did not hear it 1 week after the initial report. But later that day, April 26th, as late as 2233, it was on 15650, says Mano Ritola in Finland, carrier plus upper sideband. But at 0358 sign-on, it was back on 15725 AM. And S. Hasegawa in Japan reports that frequency, April 27th, between 0600 and 0820, with many English programs. We've also heard signs of that occasionally, very weak here at that time of night. So check those two frequencies, mornings and evenings, for Voice of South Sudan Revolutionary Radio. However, beware of Radio Pakistan, also on 15725 in Urdu, between 05 and 07. Oh, another possible frequency for it, reported only by Luca Bottofiore in Italy, April 27th, until sign-off at 15.09, was 15550 in upper sideband, not to be confused with WJHR in Florida, which I'm sure sounds quite different. WRTH reminds us that the Voice of America Urdu service was rebranded 8 years ago. I guess so it seems less American and more Pakistani, called Radio Apki Dunya. It's still produced in the VOA studios, and I heard it with a weak signal via Kuwait, April 26th, between 14 and 15 on 15725. The other frequency, 11880, via the Philippines, is blocked here by REE Costa Rica, except on Saturdays. I was looking for that after finding a very disturbing story at the AFGE Local 1812 website about how mistreated a Pakistani journalist has been just trying to do her job at Radio Apki Dunya. It seems her bosses require kowtowing to Pakistan. You can find the story, called Agency Abuse of the J-1 Visa, at or near the top of www.afge1812.org. The reactivated Zanzibar on 11735 continues to be widely heard. If you're further east than Oklahoma, here it's just barely making it until sign-off around 2100 UT. DX Mix News in Bulgaria says it came back April 23rd with a good signal and an absolutely clear frequency between 15 and 21 UT, including English news from 1800 to 1810, otherwise in Swahili. However, the English news is sometimes missing. He says the start time varies. April 27th, it was on the air from 1456 to 1602 and then resumed at 1756 to 2100. While on April 28th, it was on straight through from 1630 until 2100. Also confirmed May 1st, the other frequency, 6015, at 03 to 0600, but a very, very poor signal in Bulgaria. It seems that Ron Howard is hearing it better in California, signing on at 0257, April 29th. No, he says it was very faint, with a repetitive interval signal, then Quran after the hour, and a monologue in their usual format. Also reporting 6015 of Radio Tanzania Zanzibar is Martin Groot in the Netherlands. April 27th, a carrier appeared at 0253. He did not detect any warming up tone or interval signal, but there were time pips at the top of the hour, a female announcer and Quran recitation until 0307. Only bits and pieces were audible in lower sideband. If only CRI on 6020 via Albania were missing one day. Let me remind you of the world of radio times on three of our four U.S. shortwave stations. Thursdays at 21 UT on 9479 WTWW. UT Fridays 0330 on 5050 WWRB. UT Saturdays 0130 on 5110 WBCQ. And UT Sundays 0400 on 5755 WTWW. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued April 30th. A&K indices peaking at 15 and 5, May 9th and 10th, and again May 21st to 23rd. Solar flux rising from 105 May 4th to a peak of 140 May 14th to 17th, and down to 110 by the 26th. And that's World of Radio, 1615. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the show and will hear me again next week.